We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. It's 9:37, and we have Robin Cole up next. She is the Executive Director of Pawnee Mental Health Services, and it's good to talk to you again, Robin.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Robin's got a few things she's going to highlight here this morning with us. We got a discussion coming up here with about 988 and some honors here for Pawnee Mental Health this weekend that we're going to talk about. First, though, you got a new grant here that you're going to start with?
That's right. This last fall, Pawnee received a notice of receipt of a SAMHSA grant. SAMHSA is the Substance Abuse and Mental Health organization of the federal government. And this was a grant that was part of the CARES Act. And the purpose of the grant was to help support and expand access to mental health and behavioral health support throughout the nation as Americans continued to confront the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. And so that grant has given us some funding to help expand services to individuals who have severe mental illnesses, children with serious emotional disturbances, individuals who have co-occurring disorders. And so those would be disorders that involve substance abuse as well as mental illness. And among other things, the grant provides funding for clinical training for our staff. And that's something that we're very excited about. You know, over the years, as funding for community mental health has become tighter and tighter, training was one of those things that that got hit in terms of how many resources we were able to allocate for just continuing education of our employees. And this grant is providing us some resources that we're really excited about. One of the things that the grant does is it will provide for a budget for all of our therapy and our substance abuse staff to choose specialty areas of focus or concentration for training. And so then based on what their individual interests are, they'll be able to pursue training in those areas in ways they haven't been able to in recent years. And then another thing that the grant provides is telehealth training for all of the agency's substance abuse and mental health therapists. You know, telehealth is one of those things that isn't going to go away. And that is the good, that's the good news. And for some people, it may be the bad news too. You know, there are some people who really benefit from and appreciate having the opportunity to receive their services through telehealth. There are others who want to be seen face to face because they feel like they lose something in that telehealth transaction. But this training will be for every therapist at Pawnee Mental Health to give them guidance on how to produce the best outcomes when working with people through telehealth. And so we're really excited that we're going to be able to train up 100% of our therapy staff in that telehealth training. Another training that all of our substance abuse therapists will receive as a part of this grant is something called motivational interviewing training. And this is training that helps them help other people work through their preparation for change. And that's especially key when we're treating substance abuse disorders, because in order to really benefit from substance abuse treatment, people have to be at a place where they're sufficiently motivated to make changes in their lives. And this motivational interviewing will help prepare staff. It will provide continued training with helping people move through those different phases of motivation towards change. So we're, again, really excited about that. Another training that, again, all of our mental health therapy staff will be able to receive under this grant is a training called Attachment-Based Family Therapy. And so this is a therapy that will be especially beneficial for those families who are coming in, who are having challenges with their children, and who are needing to improve the functioning of their family. And so all of our staff will have the opportunity to go through that training in learning attachment-based family therapy skills. And then another training that will be available to all of our staff is trauma-focused cognitive behavior therapy. And I think that one of the things, you know, maybe even before the pandemic, as we thought about trauma, we had different ideas about what trauma looked like, you know, or what it was. But now, as we're approaching, you know, the second anniversary of the declaration of a global pandemic, I think that our definition of traumatic experiences and what trauma might be has been expanded beyond what it was, because people, you know, worldwide have experienced different degrees of different types of trauma, you know, as a result of, you know, what we've been through the last couple of years. And the trauma may look very different from one person to another, and yet we've all been affected in ways that we, not all of us, were prepared for. And that's been true for people at all ages. And there's been a lot that's been said recently just about the impact on our children that the pandemic has had, particularly when it comes to disruptions at school, disruptions in daycare. And so we're really pleased that we're going to be able to equip all of our clinicians with training in trauma-focused cognitive behavior therapy. And then in addition to this grant providing training for clinical staff, and when I say clinical staff, I mean master's and PhD level staff who are doing psychotherapy with clients. The grant also provides for training for our case management staff. And our case management staff are going to be more like bachelor degreed employees who work with people who need more community kinds of supports than maybe some of our clients who are in therapy. One of the trainings that we're going to be able to provide to our youth case managers is called Why Try, and it's a training that focuses on working with children who have serious emotional disturbances and their parents. And so, again, helping children move through changes that they can try, and helping equip their parents so that they all achieve the best possible outcomes. And then the grant will also provide some training for three of our case managers that focuses on veterans and on the needs that veterans have. And we know that people who have served in the military, you know, our veterans have special needs that are oftentimes different from a general civilian population. So it's exciting to have this opportunity to provide such a rich array of training to our direct service providers.
Yeah, definitely some needed hours there, and that's a nice broad grant that you got there that's going to cover a lot of bases. Sounds like for just about everybody. So
yes,
let's take a moment. They'll take our break here now, and then we'll come back and we'll have some more time with Robin Cole in just a moment from Pawnee Mental Health. You're listening to InFocus on KMAN.